need to pray for the church to come as one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Father, we do. We pray this morning, right now, as a group, Lord, that your church will waken up and get away from all their indifferences, but come and pray as one for one nation under God, for us to return.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And that starts with confession. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. See if there be any wicked way in us, individually and as a nation, and lead us to your everlasting. Help us to repent, Lord, and turn back from our sins, that they may be blotted out, that times of refreshing can come from your presence with us, Lord. Refreshing because of your mercy and your grace that you're just waiting to extend to us. So we seek you, God. We seek your forgiveness. Help us, Lord.
Yeah, I just, this is, I'm gonna pray specifically Romans 12, because I keep hearing it, just because I want to agree, even though Abraham Lincoln is with the Lord, I want to agree with what he said in the beginning. So I want to align myself with his heart at that time, during that time. And and he said, you know, to conform our lives to that standard. It's like I'm with him in agreement, the urgency today to conform our lives to his standard. Amen. And right away it took me to Romans 12. And what is the standard? It said, brothers and sisters. And I pray this, brothers and sisters, in light of all I have shared with you about God's mercies, I urge you to offer your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice to God, a sacred offering that brings him pleasure. This is your reasonable and sensual worship. Do not allow this world to mold you in its own image. Instead, be transformed from the inside out by renewing your mind. And as a result, you will be able to discern what God wills and whatever God finds good, pleasing, and complete. Amen. And you know, he's also taking me back with this speech. I believe it was shortly after a house divided cannot stand, right? That was like a few years after. This was 1863. You know, it says a house divided against itself cannot stand. And that comes from Matthew 12, 25. We don't have to go there, but just for your notes. And Mark 3, 23. But it's interesting that he said, you know, if we continue this divide, and back then it was being enslaved, right? It was a country that was enduring, you know, half slave and half free, which he says is a threat. It's a threat to national unity. Yeah, but I'm seeing that in the spirit now, that there's still this place where they want to remain as slaves, even what Karen said about the Israelites. Even in right there at the end of the Red Sea, like facing the Red Sea, they were still rebelling against God. And they were still willing to go back to be enslaved.
Right.
It's like right now, there's many of you right now. This nation is divided. There's those that want to remain in spiritual slavery. Spiritual slavery.
Right.
Spiritual darkness, spiritual ignorance, okay? And there's half of us that are free, that are walking in the freedom of Jesus Christ, that are walking in the freedoms that this nation, that many have died for. It's like, unify under one God, under one baptism, under one Holy Spirit, undivided. I am so tired of us being tossed to and fro.
Yeah.
I am so tired of living in those middle. We are in a middle place right now. And if we remain there, we're going to be tossed to and fro. If we remain there, the waves of the lies and what is trying to come against us will drown us. But I say, arise and shine. Arise and shine. For the glory of God is here, is at hand. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that as each and every one of us is speaking into these microphones, that is reaching the airways, that it's changing the hearts of man, it's changing the mindsets, Lord, that we've taken on the world system. And Lord, we say we'll return back to your ways, to your truth, to your light, to your standard, oh God. Thank you that awakening is happening, that more and more as the word is going out, as the prayers are being poured out.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's just overflowing. It's overwhelming. We will not stop praying. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, we thank you that you're a God that answers prayers and moves in prayers and even moves outside of prayers. For your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in this nation. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, in Joel 2, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And he relents from sending calamity. Mm-hmm. Who knows, he may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing.
Amen.
Grain offerings and drink offerings.
Amen.
For the Lord your God. Mm. Blow the trumpet in Zion. We're blowing the trumpet right now.
Amen.
We're blowing the trumpet and saying, return to the Lord. Return to him. Return with fasting and weeping, if you must. Return to him with all of your heart. He's looking for hearts. He wants his children, to know his heart.
Yes.
And to know his heart, you have to give him your heart.
Yes.
Many are bruised and broken and battered, as Nanette was just saying, in the middle places. We're talking to the church. We're talking to those that know the Lord. Yet you're being tossed to and fro, even at this time. And the Lord is saying, return to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just look to me. Return to me. Surrender. Lay it all down. There's nowhere else to go but to the feet of Jesus. You know, he gave his life. He gave his life for you so that you could live, so that you could go free, so that you could be forgiven of your sins, so that you would be able to live an abundant life. But it requires a surrender. And the Lord is asking our nation in this time to surrender to him. Surrender to his ways. Surrender to what he's speaking to you personally, and surrender to your part in this nation at this time. What is your part? Only you know what your part is. And prayer is the best place to start.
Yes.
So surrender your heart to him today and ask him, what do you want me to do, Lord? How do you want me to proceed in my life, in the nation, as far as our nation is concerned? It had mentioned before, now's the time for every good man to come to the aid of their country. The Lord is calling his army. to stand up in this time, to stand up, to put your armor on and fight for this nation, mm-hmm. as Abraham Lincoln did back at this time in 1863, and then even the weeks before that in 1776 and later years, all these people that gave their lives for this nation, mm-hmm. God brought them all here at different times to cover this nation, mm-hmm. and to entrust this nation to God. Yes. So return mm-hmm. to him today.
And it says in your word, Lord, that every knee shall bow,
amen.
And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Knowing what you did for us, Jesus, and that's John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Lord, we thank you that you've given us your Son, Jesus, who we can pray to, we can receive what he gave us. But Lord, we have to come, as Penny said in the beginning, repenting to you for what we've done that is wrong. Yes, everyone will confess Jesus as Lord, but as we confess, we also come repenting, Lord. And Lord, where we have not loved others, we take the words of Jesus himself. He says to us, but I say to you, hear, and this is Jesus speaking in Luke 6:27, to love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. So Lord, where we have walked and we have hurt you, Father God, we have hurt your heart, Father, because we have unloved those that you've called us to love. We have walked out of your will, Father, and we have seen the wrongs of others, and we have condemned them in our own way. We have criticized them in our own way. Father, we repent right mm-hmm. now, Father God. We repent where we have broken your heart, Father, mm-hmm. and we have followed our own ways mm-hmm. and not yours. Mm-hmm. And Father, we take your word. We take it very serious, Lord. Because as we have read over that prayer over and over, it's not any one of us. It's not the men in the service. It's not anyone in Congress. It's not mm-hmm. anyone in the White House that's going to do it, Father. Yes. It's by your yes. hand and your love for this nation mm-hmm. that it is going to come back to remain one nation under God. Praise you, Father. And I just do want to decree, Lord. We decree, Lord, that it is not by power, mm-hmm. it is not by might, mm-hmm. but it is by the Holy Spirit that says the Lord that this nation will return one nation under God. Mm. Mm. Praise you. Isaiah 55:6-7 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Amen.
That's a promise.
Amen.
That is a promise. Mm-hmm. What Penny just prayed to us is Amen. A promise. If we, he will.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you for your promises in your word. That there are many promises in the Bible, but the promises come with if we, he will. Praise you, Father. Mm.
The Bible says the Lord waits to be gracious to you. He longs to show compassion. Is he waiting for you?
He waits to be gracious to us. He's just waiting for the people of this country to get on their knees and return to him, confess their sins, stop the wicked ways. As Del said, it's God that's going to do it. No president, no army. If there's success, it's because the Lord ordained that success. And when there isn't, we need to look at our own hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Not even those in so-called charge, because God's the one ultimately in charge. And he will let those rise and let those fall how he wills.
I don't want to break this, but the Lord just keeps giving me this over and over again. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. And the thing is, that's what he's saying. Follow my word.
Yes.
And
yes.
What is yellow? Yellow is bright. And what happened in the Wizard of Oz? I mean, I don't want to break all this prayer, but what happened in the Wizard of Oz? They expected it all to be behind that curtain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what was behind the curtain was
man.
A man.
Right.
A man.
Right.
A man.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he's saying. Follow my word. Follow my word. Follow my word. And it's not going to be a man behind that curtain.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Lord of God.
Amen.
And they were
Amen.
Expecting a miracle, but they got it in a different way. And it's like the same with us. And that's what God's saying. Follow, follow, follow,
mm-hmm.
follow him.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the rules are. That's where the promises are. That's where
mm-hmm.
the end will happen.
His road.
God will do it. Yes.
His road, his yeah. ways, his
right.
plans.
Oh, yeah. I just keep hearing it. Follow the yellow
brick road. Gosh, yeah. And to think that, you know, even the characters, I know, not. See, now you mentioned something like that, and then I go there. You know, the characters, you know, one was had a heart. It didn't have a heart, and all he wanted, like, I want the heart.
Right.
It's like even many that are listening now, I want to know what that means, having the heart of the Father,
mm.
having, you know, a heart that's been changed.
Mm.
And, you know, where the word can land and live in. And so
yeah.
that, like, you know, the scripture says in Psalm, I believe is 119, that so that my heart will not sin against thee, you know, mm-hmm. if the word is there. And, you know, so I think about that, what I think that was the Tin Man. And then, you know, the Scarecrow, you know, where he didn't have a brain and he was all he was asking is like, so how many of us are, you know, listening in and saying, how do I renew my mind? How do I change my mindset concerning this?
And wisdom.
You know?
He promises wisdom
yes.
in abundance
yes.
if we ask.
Yeah. And then, you know, the girl wanting to return back home.
Mm.
Like,
right.
you know, like, wow, where's really home? You know, again, I just want to remind people, our eternal,
mm-hmm.
our Sabbath rest is in him.
Amen.
That we're passing by.
Yeah.
You know, we have this home that we're looking forward to and again, and it's heaven on earth as
mm-hmm.
well. We can experience heaven on earth. But I mean, I'm looking at all these characters and even today, those very same people that are looking for that.
Oh, you and, can the get it.
And the lion needed courage.
And the lion.
Yes.
How many are living in fear?
Yes.
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 And you just need to look to the Lord instead of man.
Yeah. And when you had mentioned, Dale, about authority, that lion had authority.
Yes.
He didn't realize.
No,
he was made as a lion, you know?
Right.
Yeah, he was like, you know, with the tail, you know,
right.
between his legs. It's
and
like,
he was wiping his tears.
He was like,
with the tail.
I'm a cat instead.
Yeah.
No, you're not a cat. You're a lion.
That is who we yes. are in Christ.
Yes.
And when Amen. We come to him in prayer, we are that lion.
Yeah.
And but too many of us are cowering
yeah.
with our tail between
yeah.
our legs,
right.
and we are not praying.
Yeah, yeah.
As we talked about in the time before, is that we have the authority.
Yes.
Jesus
yes.
gave us
yes.
the authority
yes.
to pray in his name.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And I know she has something over there.
Yeah.
Well, go.
I just keep hearing the word exasperated.
Mm.
I think that many, many people are exasperated.
Yeah, that's a good word.
And it's an exasperated person is someone experiencing extreme annoyance, frustration, or irritation, often because they are powerless to solve a problem.
We're not powerless in him.
We're not. But many, many, when you hear people making horrible comments about other people, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's taking up the airwaves and social media, is people that are, it also says they're intensely irritated or annoyed, frustrated. No more patience. They're incensed, infuriated, annoyed, aggravated, and vexed. And that's what we're seeing with people.
Mm.
So that's it's like it's weighing heavily in the air over the nation, which is why the body of Christ needs to rise up in our authority, in with the love of Jesus, in with speaking life into every situation.
Yes.
And this is why our prayers for our nation are so important. I've been to prayer meetings where it was a bunch of exasperated people, and all they did was talk about everything that was wrong instead of praying.
Renew your
everything
mind.
That is right.
Yeah. Renew your mind with his word. Excuse me, we're listening to so many negative voices instead of being in the Word of God, where there's life and power and light. We're just staying in the darkness, listening to all the complaining and the criticism and the hate, frankly.
It's terrible. And this is our opportunity, the church's opportunity, to rise up.
Mm-hmm.
And as I had said last week, that the Lord spoke to me in October of 2023 to unite the intercessors.
Mm-hmm.
So consider this a uniting of intercessors. Flood the airwaves with prayer.
Amen.
We intend to do more prayer on my program on Hidden Places. And we intend to decree and declare the plans and purposes of God for the Treasure Coast and beyond. And because the Lord had said, my body needs to hear, H-E-A-R. Mm-hmm. Faith comes by hearing, when you hear.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear what the intercessors are hearing from the Spirit of God, and when you hear the intercessors praying it out, you will be filled with hope, strength, and encouragement.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's, you know, again, we always talk about because of intercessors, you know, that's what we're called to. And that's our, you know, the proclivity. I think that's the right term to use for that. You know, we have that unction to pray. And there's many in the body that are not really called to maybe to the degree of prayer that we are. But we're all called to pray.
But that doesn't mean you're not called to pray.
Yeah,
right?
We're all called to pray. Yeah. And if you don't know how to pray, or you don't spend a lot of time in prayer, then get with people that do, so that you can be encouraged and that you can be filled with hope.
Yeah. And you know, that brings me to the most important part in all this, is that originally the disciples, I don't recall them asking Jesus, hey, how do you cast out a demon?
Right.
You know, how are you healing the sick? I don't recall. Am I right, ladies? If not, please correct me.
You're right.
I don't recall that. But I do recall when they all came in agreement and said, "Teach me how to pray."
Teach us how to pray.
Like, what is this that you do when you go away on your own?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we see you in those hidden places, when you just remove yourself from us, who are you looking towards? Who are you? I mean, the words that come out of you when you're, how do you do that? I mean, that's what they were hungry for. just like even today, I find myself even, you know, even in intercession, I'm always like, Lord, teach me how to pray. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, teach me how to pray concerning this. Teach me how to pray. And so the same way the disciples did, you know, I pray that that hunger and that thirst, that desire, that longing to pray the way Jesus prayed to the Father and his words, you know, that was a framework, that was a blueprint. But gosh, even when you do a study on our Father who are in heaven, I mean, the breakdown of it, it's just, mm-hmm. it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't know how to pray, go back to, you know, Matthew 6, mm-hmm. you know, and stay there and ask him, what does that mean, our Father? Like, what? Where was Jesus's posture when he was saying that? Who was he acknowledging? Hallowed be thy name. You know, I mean, get in there. And trust me, he's going to meet you there. And he is going to reveal to you. He's the same God that revealed to the woman in the well, mm-hmm. right? So many things that she didn't know. He was her revealer. He will be your revealer as well when it comes to prayer. Mm-hmm. But you must pray.
Amen. And, you know, Penny has written a book on prayer with regard to the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
So if you need a resource, then
amen.
You can contact Penny Cook, Cook with an E.
And Dale wrote that book, too. I want to read it. That
walking in a minefield.
Yes, we are.
All right. So we are out of time. And again, I want to thank you, Penny Cook, and Del Bates for being with us today. And we do want to have you come back again. I know it's a long way for you to come from where you are, but
it's worth it.
This went so fast.
Amen. I know. It does go really quick. So, again, thank you, ladies. And
thank you.
Del, how can people get in touch with you?
Just delbates.com.
Okay.
Just like it sounds, DelBates.com.
Okay.
My website, com.
All right. And Penny?
It's PennyCookAuthor.com, and that's Cook with an E.
Cook with an E. Mm-hmm. I always remember that.
And you can find us on Seeds of Hope with Del and Penny.
Yes, on
your podcast.
Wherever
you like to watch podcasts.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much. It's really been great having you guys here.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to meeting up again.
Yes.
It's been awesome.
Yes.
All right. God bless. And we'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.
a stirring in my soul, and it causes me to know how much I need you.
have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. He knows my name.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let me not guilty. Who would care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up. Lord, I come to you alone. I've been running for so long, and now I'm falling into you. Land, fill this heart with life again. I want to fall in love with you. I surrender. And battered, Lord, I come before your throne, oh Holy One. Won't you open up my eyes? Bring this soldier back. sinner and the sinner the same. Tender as a whisper, loud in its refrain. May it hang on my lips for the rest of my days. There is something about the name of Jesus. It sounds like forgiveness, sounds like amazing grace. It beckons my soul to sing forever. There's just something about that name. We pray it over family when we rise and when we sleep. We speak it over sorrow and the soul is given peace. We sing it in the famine or in prosperity. May we never forget that He is all that we.
Just breathe. but the Son of Man has no place to rest. Every heart a man, every king a throne, but the Word made flesh, no earthly home. Your burden's light and your yoke is easy. Your name is love and your grace is free. My heart was locked, but you had the key. Make your home in me. Make your home in me. Lord, you come to is free. My heart was locked, but you had the key. Make your home in me. Make your home in me. Oh, make your home in me.
Her cries for help have been disregarded. The face of death, all too familiar in her town. Can hope be found? Who's to say this child can't grow up and live to change the world as we know?
Please don't. Lord, say.